This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military reported Monday carrying out overnight attacks against buildings and a launch site used by Hezbollah militants in southern Lebanon, the latest in cross-border clashes between the two sides that have raised concerns about a wider regional conflict. The Israeli military has ordered another evacuation, meanwhile, of some residential areas in northwest Gaza, where it says Palestinian militants fired rockets on the nearby Israeli town of Ashkelon. The orders issued Monday came after a rocket attack triggered air raid sirens in Ashkelon the day before. The military said it intercepted one projectile and another fell into the sea. Around 90% of Gaza's population of 2.3 million people have been displaced in the 11-month-old war, often multiple times. Hundreds of thousands of people are crammed into tents, camps along the coast with few, if any, public services. Meanwhile, Syria's state media reported Monday that suspected Israeli airstrikes targeting military sites in central Syria caused deaths and injuries. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syrian state media says the number of people killed in overnight Israeli strikes in Syria has risen to 14, with over 40 wounded. State news agency Sana said Monday that Israeli strikes hit several areas in central Syria late Sunday, damaging a highway in Hama province and sparking fires. The initial death count reported by the Masyaf National Hospital in western Hamas province was 4. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israel's carried out hundreds of strikes on targets inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years, but it rarely acknowledges or discusses the operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, said Monday the IAEA would take up nuclear discussions with Iran's new leadership in the not-too-distant future following the deaths of Iran's president earlier this year, which caused a pause in the UN nuclear watchdog's talks. This is VOA News. Speaking before a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva Monday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said upcoming elections around the world, including the U.S., feature threats to democracy. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
With elections looming not just in the U.S., but in other countries, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, has a warning for voters.
Be wary of the shrill voices, the strongman types that throw glitter in our eyes, offering illusory solutions that deny reality.
He did not mention leaders by name, but did call out countries, including the U.S.
History has shown us that hateful words can trigger hateful actions.
Turk's remarks come on the opening day of the Human Rights Council's session. I'm Julie Walker.
A report on the European economy released Monday suggests that the European Union is lagging dangerously behind economic rivals such as the United States and should use new joint borrowing to finance vital investments. Speaking at a launch of the report in Brussels, former Italian Prime Minister and European Central Bank Chief Mario Draghi said the EU faces an existential challenge to boost productivity.
Europe is a continent where our values, the European Union, values are prosperity, equity, freedom, peace, and democracy in a sustainable world. And if Europe can no longer provide them to its people, it will have lost its reason for being.
Draghi, citing Europe's successful COVID recovery fund, argued the EU should issue new common debt instruments, which would be used to finance joint investment projects that will increase the EU's competitiveness and security. U.S. aerospace giant Boeing announced Sunday it has reached a tentative agreement for a 25% pay increase, with the union representing more than 32,000 workers in the U.S. Pacific Northwest, where its correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
If approved, analysts say the deal would be a big win for new chief executive Kelly Ortberg. He took over last month with a mission to turn around quality at the firm. The company's first full labor deal in 16 years also includes better retirement benefits and more say for unions in safety and quality control. Boeing is wrestling with such issues after the mid-air blowout on one of its 737 MAX jets in January. That followed two fatal crashes for the type in previous years, leaving the firm's production standards under intense scrutiny. As part of the union deal, Boeing also committed to produce a successor to the MAX at its factories in the Pacific Northwest. The company said that would guarantee job security for generations to come.
That's Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.